my store out here.
What's that?
It's my store out here.
That's your store? What is this store, sir?
This is our bookstore, the Blessed Fig Tree. See, we have Genesis 129, right, kind of right to our sign.
So Christian bookstore?
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know. I saw the sign, but I didn't know. I see so many new agey, strange things out there.
That's
yeah, no, I never seen. I didn't know. Yeah, no, we're just traveling through town. Just got done with some events down in Wausau. I'll give you a gospel card.
Yeah, sure.
We just got done with some events down in Wausau Saturday and Sunday, and we're just traveling to our next events, and we always go through towns and fly gospel signs. I'm a street preacher. This is what I do. We retired early to do this. We fund ourselves. That's our house right there. Uh-huh. Sold everything we owned, and we travel the country and lift up Christ.
All right.
And America, it wouldn't be loving if I didn't warn people, America's caught in a very, very precarious situation.
Oh, there's a lot of bad stuff.
Well, but the two main things that America's caught up in is, one, America is a rabid, secular, unbelieving, immoral, profane, perverted, paganized, feminized country. Okay,
I think most people. It's based mostly on biblical Western tradition.
Well, we can get back to that, but
I'm a historian, so I like history.
Well, yeah, we can get back to that. I preach at Mount Rushmore, and I love to talk about America's history. So you got that secular side, the atheist side, the unbelieving side.
Yeah, the Enlightenment side.
Yeah, the woke side, right?
The woke side.
Yeah.
Not really the Enlightenment side.
Yeah.
Those are two different. The woke side is totalitarian.
Yeah, and then you've got the churchianity side. Now, I offer to you the words of Jesus. Jesus looked at the Pharisee and compared the Pharisee to the tax collector, which was like the lowest of the low of their culture.
Yeah.
And the Pharisee said, I pay tithes. I'm paraphrasing what he was thinking. I go to church. Look at me. I love God. I do my prayers.
And organized religion, not really Christian.
And the worst thing he said was, I'm glad I'm not like him.
Yeah.
And then the guy in the gutter said, I know I'm a sinner. God have mercy on me, which we know that would mean if he really believed he was a sinner, he would repent of his sin. And Jesus said he'll go down justified before that man. So
the Bible and theology, I know the story pretty darn well.
Yeah. So the other part of America that is in even worse danger is the churchianity side, and that includes the foundation. If you look at the foundation of America, if you're a historian, you'll have to correct me on this if I'm wrong and prove it to me. America was never, ever, ever a biblical nation.
Well,
said something interesting. Wait, let me say one thing. You said it was founded on some Judeo principles.
Yeah, every state pretty much.
It was on that.
State church.
But it never was fully biblical. The Pilgrims.
Oh, never fully. I mean.
Yeah, the Pilgrims were the closest thing to biblical saints, and they never founded a nation. They just escaped Europe to get away from persecution.
Yeah, the British.
The
Protestant movements.
Oh,
there.
Not even close. Anglican. Not even close. I mean,
that's just so...
Well, they escaped all of that. When I go to Mount Rushmore and I street preach, boy, I tell you what, I get more hatred there. You know why? I point up at the big rock. I can hold my sign up and the big rock is right there. It's awesome. And I tell them, I say, see George Washington that you're lifting up on a rock?
Yeah.
He had a low belief in Jesus Christ and he was a deist. George Washington was a deist. He didn't believe God really had much to care about us. He just created the world and let it fly. So he was an unbiblical heretic. And then I tell him about Thomas Jefferson. And I say, look at Thomas Jefferson. Do you know what he did? And people go, well, he wrote the Declaration of Independence. I said, yeah. I said, do you know what else from a biblical standpoint? Nobody knows. I've never met anybody who knows. Do you know what he did? The most famous thing that he did.
He created a Bible that had nothing of the miracles in it.
Did what?
You mean Jefferson?
Yeah.
Created a Bible that didn't have any of the miracles in it.
Yeah, you're close. He probably did that.
I have it right in there.
I didn't know that. He took a pen knife. It's historically true. Cut out the words of Jesus Christ out of his Bible.
Yeah, it was only he had the words of Jesus.
So
in there.
Thomas,
it wasn't the miracles.
But
yet.
Thomas Jefferson was
an.
He was an Antichrist figure.
Well, he liked Christ. He just didn't like the miracles of Christ that couldn't match.
He didn't believe Christ was the Son of God, come from God, incarnate, doing the miracles. So even the founding of America is never a biblical nation. What you're seeing today, the perversion, the lawlessness, the feminization, the materialism, and the judgment of God that is here, it's here already in a small way.
Yeah,
it's coming worse.
It's neo-Marxian Marcusianism.
It is a product of 250 years of denominationalism.
I can see that.
Absolutely it is.
Especially since
lukewarm,
Rousseau.
Because what's happened is, years ago, the church was a little better. Like, I'm not a fan of Spurgeon, I'm not a Calvinist, but Spurgeon even though he was a cigar-smoking, beer-drinking guy, which I don't think that's godly in any way, he said, and men of his time talked about not being like the culture around them and having some form of separation from the culture. Even just back in the 1800s, they believed that. Today, the church systems have become the culture. The culture has become the church systems. And they no longer live by the standards of the New Testament body. Jesus said, his word says, we must be holy. We must come out. And on that gospel card, you'll see the gospel that I preach is Christ shed blood for the forgiveness of sin, his resurrection for the defeating of death. He's the only way. We can't get there any other way.
Oh, you guys use the New King James Version of the Bible.
I'm sorry?
You're using the King James Version of the Bible?
Yeah, King James is a good version. Check the Greek and the Hebrew, but it's got some error.
Septuagint and the Vulgate.
It's got some error to it. But let me finish the gospel.
Yeah, so does Christ, the Septuagint and the Vulgate, and the early translations of all those. Where are you pulling all this from?
Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, by faith, we place our faith in it. We must repent. Can I finish the gospel? We must repent.
Enjoy your day, sir.
Yeah, you don't want to even hear the gospel. Another Christian that doesn't. But the gospel is what we live by if you claim to be a Christian. Are you a cultural Christian? What church do you go to?
I go to UCC next door.
Yeah, cultural Christianity. So you dress like the culture, you think like the culture, you probably sell a bunch of worldly, carnal books like the culture.
You're judging right now, aren't you?
Actually, in 1 Corinthians 5, it tells us to judge. Did you know that? It tells us to judge the body.
That's Paul, not Jesus.
Matthew 18, 1 Corinthians 5, it tells us to judge. You're walking away when the truth of God comes out. You came up to me. Paul did, and he said it's for all churches everywhere. Jesus said judge righteously in Jesus said judge righteously. He said, get the plank out of your eye, and you can judge your brother. It's a splinter.
And you have no planks in your eye.
You show me my plank. Show me my sin. I don't belong to a religious body.
Do you have any flaws?
I didn't say that.
You have no flaws and no planks.
I don't live and practice sin, and I don't unite to worldly man-made religion.
Then you're
I don't
good.
Dress worldly.
Then you're good with Christ.
I don't sell a bunch of worldly things and a bunch of unbiblical things. You can't win an argument with God's word.
I've been saying you should continue doing this.
Excuse me?
I said you should continue doing this.
Really? But why did you walk away when I started preaching the gospel?
Because you seem to be good with God. I don't need to convert or do anything to you.
Really? Are we supposed to love each other? I just talked about love. Are we supposed to love each other?
Man, yes.
So shouldn't... How do you even know if I have the biblical gospel?
Because you seem to have it.
How do you know? You didn't even get past repentance, which you haven't done, obviously.
Well, you said...
You haven't. You're a worldly man. You run a worldly shop, you go to a worldly church, you dress worldly. Jesus said you know a tree by its fruit.
Wait, aren't you wearing something made in a factory?
The factory has nothing to do with worldly.
What's the difference?
God actually dressed us in Genesis 3. So tells women to cover their heads. Tells us to cover our forms. Your hairdo shows pride and vanity. Jewelry and women and makeup shows pride and vanity.
Aren't your glasses doing that right now?
They're actually protecting my eyes from the sun. That's all they do. They're dollar glasses.
Protection from the
They're dollar
the
glasses.
World.
Is your hair protecting you from the sun? Your boopity-doo hairdo?
Yeah.
No. No. Is your adorned clothing with squids on them or whatever those are?
Those are jellyfish.
Yeah. Women, men, you know, in Proverbs 6:17, God says it's an abomination, a proud look and a proud way. That's America and the church system.
Proverbs, the Jews, right?
Who wrote Proverbs? So you don't believe the Bible?
No, I believe the Bible.
Well, why you keep asking who wrote it? Every word Jesus said we live by, Matthew 4:4.
And the new covenant changed that or did not?
Of course it did not change that. We still live by God's word.
Yeah, but the new covenant didn't change anything?
The New Covenant changed some things. It didn't change God's word for us. The Ten Commandments are still in play.
Yeah.
We're resting in Jesus Christ as our Sabbath, but all the rest of the commandments are still in play. So
yeah,
what part of God's word do you throw away?
No, I don't try to throw any of it.
In context, there's some things that aren't for us.
Don't you want to hear what I say?
In context, I want to make clear you understand. In context, there's some things that aren't for us. I agree. Like Torah. Torah keeping is not for us. You can eat pork if you want. You can eat shellfish. I don't keep the Torah. I don't keep the Torah law. But the New Covenant calls us out of the world. The New Covenant calls us out of pride and vanity. The New Covenant calls us out of pagan holidays that your church system practices, like Christmas and Easter.
I've lived in the wilderness for the last decade. This is my first 8 months here. I just moved here and tried doing good.
You need to open the Bible. You're running a Bible store selling, I looked at some of the titles, selling a bunch of unbiblical books.
Yeah.
You need to study the Bible. That's going to deceive people, and there's a millstone waiting for you.
Okay.
In fact, I'll tell you what I'll do. You got a website?
Yeah.
I tell you what I do. I like to do this when I run across things. I'm going to look up your...
Okay.
your website, and I'll put up a testing on my body, and it will, if I find that there's sin there, I'll mark it, and when people search your website or search for your store, it'll come up and it'll warn them that this is an unbiblical place that sells unbiblical books, and the man running it is unbiblical, and it'll lovingly warn people. And I'm not just a guy with a sign. I got a website that goes all the way around the world. Well, yeah. The websites do, but our website's been out there for years. My name's Tupos.
Tupos, nice to meet you.
I can't shake your hand. I don't shake hands of false teachers. The Bible says don't even wish Godspeed to false teachers. I want to warn you. We need to repent.
I have repented.
No, but repentance is an ongoing thing. I just showed you sin. This is sin. Your store is sin. Your church system is sin. It's feminized, paganized.
So what version?
Dressing your temple biblically, unbiblically is sin and pride and vanity. You know, it's an abomination to walk around and think you look good. It's an abomination to God. You really need to study the Word of God more.
I will.
Stop reading those books. Get in the book.
Which version? I don't know Latin and Greek. What version would you recommend?
You can look up a concordance. People know how to speak Latin and Greek, and they tell you. I'll give you a good example.
The NET Bible.
Right. I'll give you.
That's what I use.
And use what?
The NET.
NET.
New English Translation. It's one of the best ones for Latin and Greek.
Yeah, that's. I don't know that much about that one. I test every translation. Even the King James has errors. Like in Acts, it says.
Tons of them. Yeah.
In Acts, it says Easter. It's not Easter. It's Passover.
It uses Erasmus' translation.
Yeah, it's. But you can find salvation in it. But I like to sharpen myself more on the Greek and the Hebrew. But I can tell you haven't been studying. I don't care what translation you use. So go deeper and study.
I will.
Yeah, you need to.
The best I can.
You need to. And when someone's preaching the gospel, if you honor Christ, you shouldn't walk away. You should listen to the gospel and then correct it if it's wrong, or embrace if it's biblical. That's rude, and that's rude and mean-spirited.
I apologize.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's not. You need to apologize to God. I forgive you. You need to cry out to God. You have a low esteem for God's word. A man running a Christian bookstore. You have a low esteem for God's word.
We have Christian books, but we're not a Christian.
Oh, you told me you were a Christian bookstore.
Well, I'm Christian, and I run a bookstore that has everything in it. I've tried to.
All kinds of worldly, probably anti-biblical books. I saw some of the titles, yeah. Yeah. See, because if you sell things that are not consistent with God's word, you're in sin, you're part of the enemy's plan, and you're not helping things, you're hurting things. You're making.
I'm the enemy, but I'm trying my best.
Well, trying your best working for Satan is not going to do you any good. If you were really born again by the gospel through repentance and your heart was transformed, you're born again. You go to the scriptures, and the Holy Spirit in John 16 tells us he teaches us all things, and you would endure in the faith. And day by day, week by week, year by year, month by month, you would go forward in your sanctification and your holiness. What I see in America is everybody says, oh, I'm not perfect. You know what the problem is? They're never moving themselves along in any kind of perfection at all. They're sitting right in their dead church system, living like the culture. And James 4:4 says to be a friend of the world. You're a friend of the world with the store. You're God's enemy. You need to repent.
I mean, I'm pretty good with the Mennonites over here. I was doing
the Mennonites. Yeah. They're wicked.
In Gleason?
Where is their Mennonites?
Oh, there's three communities.
Really?
There's one in Gleason, and there's two sister communities near Polar and southeast of here.
Gleason, right down the road here?
Yeah.
I might go visit
the Gleason. Their church is on the side of the road. I prayed with them a few times. Yeah. They weren't really for me. But I just moved.
They're unbiblical. We have nothing to do with Anabaptists. They have a false gospel. They don't even believe Jesus shed his blood. They believe in the ransom theory.
I know.
They're unbiblical. You need to get in the Word of God, and you need to conform to God before you start hanging out and praying with people. Paul says, lay hands quickly on no man. That means don't pray with people real fast until you know them. Well, that's dangerous.
I didn't join a church until about a few weeks ago. I was alone here for about 8 months. Yeah.
Well,
I tried my best.
But you don't need any man. You need the Word of God and the Spirit if you're truly born again.
Oh, I agree with
but
that.
But if you want to test what I teach and you're interested in Bible study, I'd be happy to be tested to God's Word, test what you think, and go to God's Word. But you don't just fly off. If you see people are worldly, feminized, keeping pagan holidays, and have a false gospel, how can you unite, sing, and pray with them? United Church of Christ down there? Is that what you said?
UCC, yeah.
Yeah, they're about as far from biblical truth as you can get.
They're pretty. I don't really agree with them 100%. I'm just trying to be a nice person in my community, which is not as flawed.
You see, you're not supposed to be a nice person in a community. You're supposed to be a biblical, holy, godly saint, loving God first. That's partiality, and that's loving people more than loving God.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be like if you're... Are you married?
Yeah.
Okay. It'd be like if your wife said, I love you, but she goes and hangs out with other men, holds hands, and plays kissy face. She goes, but I still love you.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a good representation.
Of course not. So how are you representing God in all of this? Was that your family that was here?
No,
no, these are customers I have. I have to actually get back in and start talking with them.
Like, yeah, like I said, you got my email. I'd love to communicate with you more. I'm glad you came back and at least responded and said you realized that, you know, let me just share something with you. I'll probably never talk to you again. I hope I do, but I want to share something with you. American churchianity is so lost because they are so flippant about the gospel, and you were, you did come back. You were, because I get people like, let's say this lady, and I give her a gospel card and say, man, path to eternal life. And you know what almost all Christians say to me? Got it. And they walk away. And I go, you got it. And a lot of times they're at worldly festivals. They're at the Super Bowl. And I go, if you got it, why are you here? And they go, what do you mean? And I go, the Bible calls us out of the world to be holy. You look, act, and you're entertaining just like the world. Let's talk about the gospel. No time. Oh, they got all the time to watch football, all the time to fornicate, all the time to be worldly. America is so gospel voided. They think Jesus is a get out of hell card in the back pocket. I just believe, you said it, I repented once. It's a ongoing daily thing, walking with the Lord. Paul said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Jesus said, strive to enter through the narrow gate, Luke 13. Guess what? American Christians are like this. I got it.
I know that. It's so easy peasy. Right?
That's what I war against. I hate their false ways. I love the people, but I hate their false ways. So I would encourage you. I'm sure that church is like that in many ways.
They are. They're flawed.
I would, well, now when you say flawed, okay, I'm just getting ready to do a teaching on that. Flawed and ready. There's another one everybody uses. They're flawed. And then everybody says they've been broken. Flawed and broken. No, you know what?